Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Monday, April 12th. This is Elliot News with your news briefing from The Oregonian and Oregon Live. Portland's voter-approved housing bond has created just 314 homes in 4.5 years. One new apartment building and a sprawling 1940s-era complex the city purchased and renovated in 2017. Three other projects are under construction, two of them newly so, and seven more remain on the drawing board. That is despite the fact that the city purchased some of the land to build the homes on more than 3.5 years ago. Although the city still appears on track to complete more than 1,300 apartments by the end of a 5 to 7 year timeline laid out for voters, many housing advocates are dismayed that things haven't moved faster, given the urgency of housing so many Portlanders in need. The reasons for the slow movement are numerous. Officials say building new complexes with public subsidies requires a lengthy process. Many must assemble a tapestry of funding sources. Portland needs a staggering 22,000 additional affordable housing units to meet current demand, according to a federal study, more than double the number available today. Oregon will open the floodgates for COVID-19 vaccinations on April 19th, making all residents 16 and older eligible if they weren't already. That's sure to present new challenges not only for those seeking shots, but also state administrators who promised equity in administering doses to racial minorities and vulnerable populations, whose vaccination rates already lag behind. It appears Oregon is not expecting a significant increase in vaccine supplies in the weeks ahead, meaning only the most agile and best connected may be able to immediately score coveted appointments. Come April 19th, the state estimates it will have received only about 2 million first doses, even though nearly 3.5 million people will be eligible. The Oregon Health Authority estimates it'll be almost 6 weeks after April 19th until there's enough vaccine in the state so that 70% of people 16 and older will have a chance to receive their first dose. Oregon lawmakers could vote as soon as Monday on a proposal to require gun owners to safely store their weapons and report any firearms that are lost or stolen. Gun safety advocates have tried for several years to pass those mandates, both in the legislature and by ballot initiative. House Bill 2510 would allow gun owners to store weapons in a securely locked gun room or use cable and trigger locks, or locked safes. Firearm owners would be required to report any weapons lost or stolen within 72 hours. Under the proposal, failure to follow the law would be a violation punishable by a fine, and violators could be liable for injuries sustained by unsecured guns for up to 2 years. The number of people seeking hotel rooms in Oregon plummeted in the early days of the pandemic, but those numbers have rebounded in many parts of the state. During the first week of February, hotel occupancy in Southern Oregon was actually up 29% from a year ago, just before the pandemic hit. Occupancy was up 8.6% on the Oregon coast for the same week in February. In Portland, though, travelers have been slow to return. Portland hotels were only a third full in February. Downtown Portland and the surrounding area continued to suffer the worst, with hotels in the central city averaging 25.5% occupancy. Those rates don't take into account hotels that remain closed. Nearly a quarter of downtown's hotel rooms are in hotels that have stopped operating altogether for the time being. Thanks for listening. Find more news at OregonLive.com and learn how you can support our journalism at OregonLive.com/podsupport.
Proud of where you work? Nominate your company for the Oregonian's Top Workplaces program. Visit OregonLive.com/nominate. It's easy, simple, and free. That's OregonLive.com/nominate.